The Labour Party in Israel has voted to join the coalition government formed by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former rival Benny Gantz. The two men agreed last week to work together to fight the coronavirus pandemic and the economic crisis it's caused. After 17 months of political paralysis, the deal looks to have ended the country's unprecedented political deadlock that's seen three elections in less than 12 months. Aaron Shapiro is a policy analyst with the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council, has been watching it all unfold, and he joins us now from Melbourne. Aaron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Glenn.
It has been a long time coming. Do we finally have a workable government in Israel?
Well, sort of. We've reached a stage where Netanyahu and Benny Gantz have agreed to a government, but that government hasn't been formulated yet, and there are actually a couple of legal hurdles that have to be overcome before such a government is formed.
All right, let's look at that. How did it happen? How did they come together?
Well, it was right before Holocaust Memorial Day, Yom HaShoah, and which was just about a week ago. There had been a deal that had been tentatively on the table for a while, and both sides were saying, what's going on? Why aren't we signing this? There were some details that were... They were both trying to get their last things in this deal to go their way. In the end, at the moment of truth, they did sign it. It's a very long and complicated deal, which is 14 pages long, 41 clauses long, and that's just to talk about a way that they can work together. It talks nothing about what this government is going to do.
Gantz had vowed never to serve in a government under Netanyahu. Was it this pandemic that brought about the about-face?
Very much so. I think there were a couple of things here. Back in September, in the previous election, Gantz emerged in a much better position. At that time, there was a deal on the table where Netanyahu would serve first for the first 6 months and then leave. In the most recent election, in March, Netanyahu did better. And for that reason, the deal that was eventually worked out was much more in Netanyahu's favor. And now, instead of 6 months, it became 18 months with Netanyahu and then another 18 months with the Khan. And the reason for all this that Khan said that he didn't agree to it in September and does now is coronavirus. And they are actually going into a national emergency government for the first 6 months before they go into a formal unity government.
Will there be unity in 6 months? A big question, I guess. So we do effectively have this rotating power-sharing deal where notionally we might see a couple of prime ministers, so to speak.
Well, there's the really fascinating thing, and this is unprecedented, and it's one of the things that the courts need to look at. Instead of having... In the previous time that there was a unity government in the 1980s, they had a situation where you had a Likud prime minister, Yitzhak Shamir, and then the deputy prime minister was Shimon Peres, and they switched after a time. Well, this time around, the deputy wasn't good enough. They actually call them alternate prime ministers, which means that both Netanyahu and Benny Gantz will have prime ministerial residences and security details. And what does it all mean? This isn't really an Israeli law, so they have to create laws that will make it work, and the courts will say whether or not this is really legitimate.
So not over yet, off to the High Court. All right. How have the Gantz supporters reacted to his move to effectively join forces with Netanyahu?
It depends who you ask. His party split, because as you said, he had promised not to let Netanyahu go first while he was under indictment. And he had to, he said, for the good of the nation at this time of emergency, he had to go back on that promise. Some people were very understanding, and he took 17 members of his of the Blue and White Party with him into the government. But the rest of his party, with mainly the factions of Yair Lapid and Moshe Yalon, they couldn't abide by that. They left. So a lot of Gantz supporters feel shortchanged, they feel lied to. But you can see both sides.
Just when you thought you'd seen it all in Israeli politics, Aaron. Now, negotiations did stall at one point because Netanyahu demanded more influence over judicial appointments. What does all this mean for Netanyahu's indictment on those corruption charges?
All right. This is interesting because the emergency government has an agreement that says that all public servant appointees will be frozen and remain in place for 6 months. And that does help Netanyahu because the government that we're coming out of is a Likud government. So it means that for 6 months, everything will stay in place and there won't be any big changes in the justice ministry. But justice minister has gone to blue and white, to a man named Nissan-Korn. And so he is going to be able to make some overviews on the... He'll have some oversight over the Netanyahu case and all that. And so the Likud will have limited ability to influence it after the 6 months. But the thing about the judicial appointments, which goes beyond Netanyahu's case, because the idea that of the court overstepping its bounds is a very hot issue, especially among people on the right. So the judicial appointments issue, they're supposed to have somebody on the Knesset committee from the opposition, and they're not doing that in this agreement. And this is one of the things that the High Court will also have to look at.
All right. So extraordinary stuff, but it is, I guess, extraordinary times. Israel, I think, has had around 15,400 coronavirus cases and more than 200 deaths. How do you rate its response to the pandemic? How's it fared?
Well, I think it's mostly good, and there's a lot that Israel can be proud of. Now, the health minister is a controversial figure. He's outgoing now. He's now said he's going to leave. His name's Yaakov Litzman, and people may recognize his name from the Malka Leifert debacle with us. But he's actually leaving, and he can't really take all the credit for Israel's response. Actually, there's a director general of the Ministry of Health under him named Moshe Bar Simantov, who's done a great job. But Israel's done well, especially when you compare it to the countries in Europe nearby. Israel was the first to institute lockdowns and tracing apps and quarantine ahead of all the countries around it. And for that reason, it's doing really well. Israel is now prepared to open some primary schools. It's now finding ways out. It's having an exit strategy. I think overall, Israel can be very proud of itself. I think Australia is doing better, but Australia is in a little different part of the world. But for Israel's place and time, I think it's done a really good job.
All right. Well, let's see what the High Court makes of this putative government deal. We might talk again. Aaron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Glenn.
Aaron Shapiro, policy analyst with the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council, making sense of the current state of Israeli politics for us.